Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrest, advises people not to get scared and adopt necessary steps for digital security. In Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister highlights India's growing role in global animation and gaming industries, lauds the role of youth in preserving and popularizing creative arts and culture. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates new passenger terminal and a cargo gate at Petropol land port on India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal. Japan votes to elect members of lower house of parliament. In squash, Akanksha Salunkhe clinches women's singles title at International Women's Open of Cusacks in France. And in women's cricket, second ODI between India and New Zealand underway in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds.
Digital arrest jaisi koi vyavastha kanun mein nahi hai. Ye sirf fraud hai, fareb hai, jhoot hai, badmashon ka giroh hai. और जो लोग ऐसा कर रहे हैं वो समाज के दुश्मन है डिजिटल अरेस्ट के नाम पर जो फरेब चल रहा है उससे निपटने के लिए तमाम जांच एजेंसियां राज्य सरकारों के साथ मिलकर काम कर रही है
During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action.
मैं आपको डिजिटल सुरक्षा के तीन चरण बताता हूँ रुको सोचो एक्शन लो कॉल आते ही संभव हो तो स्क्रीनशॉट ले और रिकॉर्डिंग जरूर करें दूसरा चरण है सोचो कोई भी सरकारी एजेंसी फोन पर ऐसे धमकी नहीं देती न ही वीडियो कॉल पर पूछताछ करती है न ही ऐसे पैसा की मांग करती है और तीसरा चरण कहता हूँ एक्शन लो राष्ट्रीय साइबर हेल्पलाइन 1930 डायल करें परिवार और पुलिस को सूचित करें
The Prime Minister urged victims of such cyber frauds to spread awareness among people about these scams by using the hashtag #SafeDigitalIndia and encouraged schools and colleges to engage the students in the campaign against cyber fraud. World Animation Day is being celebrated tomorrow. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world.
Animation ki duniya mein made in India aur made by Indians chhaya hua hai. Spider-Man ho ya Transformers, in dono movies mein Hari Narayan Rajiv ke contribution ko logo ne khoob saraha hai. Bharat ke animation studio Disney aur Warner Brothers jaisi दुनिया के जाने माने प्रोडक्शन कंपनीज के साथ काम कर रहे हैं
Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. He expressed happiness over the global fan following of Indian animated series like Chota Bheem, Dholakpur Ka Dhol, Krishna, Hanuman and Motu Patlu. The Prime Minister noted the rapid expansion of India's gaming industry with Indian games and talents gaining international recognition. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage.
आज हमारे युवा original Indian content, जिसमें हमारी संस्कृति की झलक होती है, वो तैयार कर रहे हैं। इन्हें दुनिया भर में देखा जा रहा है। Animation sector आज एक ऐसी industry का रूप ले चुका है कि जो दूसरी industries को ताकत दे रहा है। जैसे इन दिनों VR tourism बहुत फेमस हो रहा है आप वर्चुअल टूर के माध्यम से अजंता की गुफाओं को देख सकते हैं, कोणार्क मंदिर के कॉरिडोर में टहल सकते हैं या फिर वाराणसी के घाटों का आनंद ले सकते हैं। ये सभी वीआर एनिमेशन भारत के क्रिएटर्स ने तैयार किए हैं।
Prime Minister Modi expressed pride in the success of the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, noting that the campaign has become a part of the nation's collective consciousness.
आत्मनिर्भरता हमारी पॉलिसी ही नहीं, हमारा पैशन बन गया है। बहुत साल नहीं हुए, सिर्फ 10 साल पहले की बात है, तब अगर कोई कहता था कि किसी कॉम्प्लेक्स टेक्नोलॉजी को भारत में विकसित करना है तो कई लोगों को विश्वास नहीं होता था, तो कई उपहास उड़ाते थे। लेकिन आज वही लोग देश की सफलता को देखकर अचंभे में रहते हैं। आत्मनिर्भर हो रहा भारत हर सेक्टर में कमाल कर रहा।
Encouraging people to celebrate innovation, the Prime Minister urged the citizens to share examples of Atmanirbhar Bharat on the social media. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries.
31 अक्टूबर से सरदार पटेल का 150वीं जन्म जयंती का वर्ष शुरू होगा। इसके बाद 15 नवंबर से भगवान बिरसा मुंडा का 150वां जन्म जयंती वर्ष शुरू होगा। इन दोनों महापुरुष ने अलग अलग चुनौतियां देखी, लेकिन दोनों का विजन एक था, देश की एकता।
Mr. Modi shared that this year, the birth anniversary of Sardar Patel is coinciding with Diwali on 31st October. Therefore, the Run for Unity will be held on the 29th of October. Mr. Modi encouraged people to share their thoughts on Iron Man of India, Sardar Patel, with hashtag Sardar150 and their thoughts on Dharti Aba Birsa Munda with hashtag Birsa Munda150. The Prime Minister also touched upon the subject of calligraphy in his address. He said that these days calligraphy is being used in Jammu and Kashmir to popularize the local culture.
यहाँ के अनंतनाग की फिरदौसा बशीर जी, उनको कैलीग्राफी में महारत हासिल है। इसके जरिए वे स्थानीय संस्कृति के कई पहलुओं को सामने ला रही हैं। ऐसा ही एक प्रयास उधमपुर के गोरीनाथ जी भी कर रहे हैं। एक सदी से भी अधिक पुरानी सारंगी के जरिए वे डोगरा संस्कृति और विरासत के विभिन्न रूपों को सहेजने में जुटे हैं। डी वैकुंठम करीब 50 साल से चेरियाल फोक आर्ट को लोकप्रिय बनाने में जुटे हैं। तेलंगाना से जुड़ी इस कला को आगे बढ़ाने का उनका यह प्रयास अद्भुत है। छत्तीसगढ़ में नारायणपुर के बुटलूराम माथरा जी अबुज माड़िया जनजाति की लोक कला को संरक्षित करने में जुटे हुए हैं।
Speaking about cultural connections, Prime Minister Modi expressed joy that Kalidasa's Abhigyan Shakuntalam is being performed in the Russian city of Yakutsk. He expressed amazement to see local artists performing Ramayana of Laos during his recent visit there.
कुछ हफ्ते पहले मैं लाओस भी गया था। वो नवरात्रि का समय था और वहां मैंने कुछ अद्भुत देखा। स्थानीय कलाकार फलक फलम प्रस्तुत कर रहे थे लाओस की रामायण। उनकी आंखों में वही भक्ति, उनके स्वर में वही समर्पण जो रामायण के प्रति हमारे मन में है।
On fitness, Mr. Modi praised the growing Fit India movement. He asked people to share their fitness routine on social media using the hashtag Fit India. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals, including Dhanteras, Diwali, Jhat Puja, Chhath Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a newly constructed passenger terminal and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the Petrapol Land Board on India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The crossing at Petrapol, situated in North 24 Parganas district of the state, is the largest land port in South Asia. The passenger terminal will facilitate international trade and movement of 20,000 passengers per day. Maitri Dwar Cargo Gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both countries. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said the Land Port Authority is playing a significant role in facilitating international trade and movement of people between India and its neighbouring countries.
ये लैंड पोर्ट अथॉरिटी समृद्धि और शांति का एक द्वार बनकर रहा है. हमारे पड़ोसी राष्ट्रों से हमें जोड़ने का काम कर रहा है. हमारे वैध व्यापार को बढ़ावा देकर अवैध व्यापार को, स्मगलिंग को रोकने का काम कर रहा है. और समृद्ध राष्ट्र के निर्माण में एक बहुत बड़ी भूमिका आज लैंड पोर्ट अथॉरिटी निभा रहा है.
प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ स्पेन पेड्रो सांचेज विल अराइव इन इंडिया टुडे ऑन अ 3-डे ऑफिशियल विजिट. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara in Gujarat, a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. In Japan, voting is underway for elections to the lower house of parliament. Of the 465 seats up for grabs in the election for the country's 50th House of Representatives, 289 will go to directly elected lawmakers from single-seat constituencies nationwide, while another 176 winners will come through a proportional representation system that divides the country into 11 constituencies. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, who heads the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, has set a modest goal of retaining at least 233 seats for the ruling coalition, enough to maintain a majority in the powerful lower chamber of parliament. Mr. Ishiba had announced snap elections after winning the leadership of the ruling LDP before he was officially sworn in as the Prime Minister. Infantry Day is being observed today to acknowledge the contributions of the infantry, the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. This day commemorates the historic landing of the 1st Battalion of the Sikh Regiment at the Srinagar airfield in Jammu and Kashmir in 1947, marking the start of their glorious legacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath hailed the indomitable spirit and courage of all ranks and veterans of the Indian Army on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu today paid floral tributes to former President K.R. Narayanan on his birth anniversary at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Mr. Narayanan was the 10th President of India, serving from 1997 to 2002. He also served as the 9th Vice President of India from 27th October 1992 to 24th July 1997. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as very poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index, AQI, of 360 in the national capital at 1 p.m. today. On to sports now, where Indian players are making significant strides across various disciplines, while several other events are lined up for today. In squash, Akanksha Salunke has clinched the women's singles title at the second International Women's Open of Kuzex 2024 in France. Akanksha defeated Yashmita Jadish Kumar of Malaysia in the final last night. In women's cricket, the second one-day international between India and New Zealand is underway in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat after winning the toss, the visitors were 46 for no loss in 10 overs when reports last came in. In the opening game of the three-match series, the women in blue defeated the visitors by 59 runs in Ahmedabad. On to football, Indian senior team will face Nepal in the SAF Women's Championship semi-final at the Dasharath Stadium in Kathmandu this evening. The match will begin at 6:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Advises people not to get scared and adopt necessary steps for digital security. In Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister highlights India's growing role in global animation and gaming industries. Lauds the role of youth in preserving and popularizing creative arts and culture. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates new passenger terminal and a cargo gate at Petropol Land Port on India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal. Japan votes to elect members of Lower House of Parliament. In squash, Akanksha Salunkhe clinches women's singles title at International Women's Open of Cusacks in France. And in women's cricket, second ODI between India and New Zealand underway in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the midday news.